You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to talk about ducks because a video caught my attention of a, quote, army of ducks.
An army?
Yes.
Were they armed?
They were not armed, they were winged, ducks don't have arms.
Well, they were just a group then, weren't they?
What is the collective noun for, like, a group of ducks? You know, there's, like, a murder of crows, of geese.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Is it going to start with a D? Hold on, I'll check.
I don't know. Well, while you Google what the collective noun is for a term of ducks, I'll let you know that 10,000 ducks have been caught on capture being let loose into a rice farm in Thailand.
Oh.
Have you ever found out what it is?
Why did they let them... How did they get that many organised? How do you organise that many ducks?
Well, Simo, this was all kind of above board. So a duck farmer was the one who let them loose in a field in Thailand. The reason being so the ducks could roam around and eating all the bugs and stuff that were in the rice field.
Oh, they're called a raft of ducks.
Oh, a raft of ducks.
I like a raft of ducks. Or they can be referred to as a team of ducks, which I like as well because clearly they've gone in there to do a job.
Mm.
They've been clinical about it. It's like... Team of ducks. Team A, go, 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 go.
The A team of ducks.
Well, like there'd be the A team, B team, C team, because depending on their performance, on how they go with the other rice paddies throughout the year, you know, you're going to end up in Team A or in Team Z.
There's a joke about them being called a team of ducks and that movie, The Mighty Ducks, that were a team.
Oh, yeah, true.
But I can't quite get to it. But anyway. So the farmer of the rice field said, Mr. Farmer of Ducks, come along, let your ducks free in my rice farm. And they eat all of the bugs and that sort of stuff. And it really, I was reading about it, it's actually like a bit of a win-win for everyone because the rice farmer gets to, you know, not have to spray chemicals on their plant to kill all the bugs.
Yeah.
And the duck farmer doesn't have to pay for food for the next couple of months because the ducks are just going around eating bugs.
Okay, yeah,
so
nice.
it's described in the article as a real win-win.
That's a symbiotic relationship is what that is.
Yeah. I mean, there is one quite major loser, though.
Why?
As much as it's described as a win-win, there is one quite obvious loser.
The bugs?
Yes.
Okay, right, yeah, clearly.
Who are being eaten by giant ducks.
Do you reckon there's one duck as well in one of, like, there's, like, the alpha team? Like, there's a group of five ducks, which is, like, whenever there's a really difficult bug to get to or, like, there's a particular part of the rice paddy that's like, oh, well, we've got to call in the alpha. Got to call in the alpha ducks.
Let's send in the Mr. T of ducks.
Yeah. This is, like, one absolute ripped duck. It's like, boys.
This is my guy. But, Simo, if you had a army of 10,000 ducks at your disposal, what would you do with them? Because, I mean... I know it's a weird question, but hey, 2020's weird, so you know.
What could you possibly use ducks for apart from that?
Well, if you'd have 10,000 of them, that'd be a lot of fun you could have.
You'd want to have a lot of loaves of bread, because if you only had one loaf or one slice, that's a quick way to turn the army on itself.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Like, if you managed to arm the ducks and...
Well, don't give them guns.
And march them forward.
Yeah.
Right? All it's going to take is one piece of white sliced bread... And it's mayhem.
It's true. They're all marching in formation and someone brings out the bread and they're just crazy.
Yeah, they're breaking ranks.
I tell you, disobeying orders. I tell you what I'd do if I had 10,000 ducks at my disposal.
Yeah.
And I have given this some thought. I would take them to a concert.
Oh, really?
Specifically, because, I mean, you know, we can't go to concerts at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm assuming ducks still can. I would take them to a Peking duck concert.
Get the ducks involved.
Yeah, get the ducks moshing. Can you imagine? We don't tell the guys in Peking duck that that's what we're doing, and they just come out on stage, woo, how are you going? And they just look out and just see 10,000 ducks.
Yeah, that would probably change it from team of ducks to mosh of ducks, I believe.
just all ducks moshing. That would be weird.
Simo and Jordan.
It is Simo and Jordan, and we need to talk snakes.
Right.
Because there is one particular snake
which
has done something simply phenomenal. It is the oldest snake on record.
Okay.
It is 62 years of age, so happy birthday.
Yeah. Do we sing happy birthday to snakes?
I don't know. Do you speak parcel tongue?
Well, I don't know, because at the end of happy birthday, don't you go, happy birthday, and start clapping.
That's right.
If you're a snake, I mean,
you can't
do... You could slap your tail against the floor, but I don't know if that would have the same impact.
62 slaps of the tail.
Yay. That's what they do in the snake world.
So she's also laid some eggs.
Oh, no. Well, congratulations.
Now, they normally only live to around 30 or 40 years of age.
Oh, so it's like pretty much double what they...
Yeah.
Wow.
And now it has also decided to have children, which is significant.
Okay.
Because you think about it, you know, life expectancy versus reproduction.
Yeah. I'm not a snake expert. I mean, I'm just assuming the human rules on that apply to snakes as well, which they could or they could not.
I'm sure you've met a few snakes in your life.
Yeah, well, not ones that are 62 and still giving birth.
Well, do you know what's even more incredible, Jordan?
Yeah.
Is apparently this snake hasn't had contact with a masculine snake in about 20 years.
Oh, so, right. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I assume this is a snake is in a zoo or something.
Yep.
Well, that's what the zookeepers think. Maybe just one of the other snakes where not the... Yeah, because no one's been able to go visit because of corona. So, you know, they're just... Oh, the lights are off. No one's coming to visit. I'm just going to unlock my cage.
And when the lights...
Just slither over. Get a... do we know... Does this snake have a name, the 62-year-old one?
I don't know. Slippery? No, it doesn't have a name.
Maureen. G'day, Maureen. Fancy...
Wow.
Getting it on. And then all of a sudden, 9 months later, it starts making eggs. And there's, how did that happen?
Are you calling this snake a liar?
Well.
How dare you? As if snakes had ever lied before.
Yeah.
Snakes are the truth speakers.
Mm, I mean, Adam and Eve would probably say otherwise.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it's Wednesday. Which means it's time for this.
Combining the news resources of literally no one, this is the Simo and Jordan News Game.
Yes, Simo, the Simo and Jordan News Game. I've taken some news reader grabs, but bleeped out one word, Simo. All you have to tell me is the word that is bleeped out. Are you feeling confident?
I hate this game.
But that also, would be a no.
I simultaneously thrive on it because it's very fun, but very, maybe I just like to be angry in the morning. In the morning. So, yeah, you've taken out a portion of the news, of which I will attempt to correctly guess. And as mentioned every week, it's not just knowing, like, the story, it's knowing the vibe, the style of speech, and we got a lot of different news readers, so sometimes I get thrown.
But you've just got to vibe them out.
Yes.
I know you've been studying the news readers' vibe.
That's right.
This week, so...
They sometimes say commence, sometimes they say start, sometimes they say begin.
Well, shall we either begin, commence, or start with question number one?
Astronomers have discovered the possibility of floating in the clouds of Venus.
Oh, hell, I don't know this one, George.
Astronomers have discovered the possibility of floating in the clouds of Venus.
Oh, dear.
I thought this was going to be an easy one.
No.
Astronomers have discovered the possibility of floating in the clouds of Venus.
You're very into your space stories as opposed to me because there was that
am I?
Yeah, that meteorite that landed. You were well onto that before me.
Okay, yeah. On that one other story, yes.
Water? I don't know.
All right.
Astronomers have discovered the possibility of floating in the clouds of Venus.
What's your final answer?
Water, moisture, something like that. I'm going to go water. Keep it basic.
Astronomers have discovered the possibility of life floating in the clouds
life?
Of Venus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that sucks.
No!
All right, on to...
All right, none from one. Should we go to question number two?
The British courts heard Julian Assange is facing up to 175 if found guilty of spying in the US.
We had a Julian Assange one last week and you got it wrong, so I want to test to see if you've been keeping up to date with the Julian Assange story.
I got it slightly wrong. I said, what was it? It was not charges. Charges was the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
This is very similar by you.
The British courts heard Julian Assange is facing up to 175... if found guilty of spying in the US.
Could it be charges again?
I'm going
I don't
with
know.
Fresh charges.
Oh.
Nothing like a fresh charge.
Oh.
You know, because charges have use-by dates on them.
Yeah.
You want to get them before they curdle.
The British courts heard Julian Assange is facing up to 175 years in prison if found guilty of spying.
Simo, none from
I hate
two.
This game.
Hey, just before we play number three.
Yes.
Okay, this probably isn't going to bode well considering you've got none from two.
Yes.
But number three is a bit different.
Okay.
I've bleeped out two words.
Okay.
Two separate words that you have to try and guess what they are. Simo, you ready for question number three?
All right, here we go.
South Australia is bracing for record-breaking strong.
Oh, God.
South Australia is bracing for record-breaking strong. South Australia is bracing for record-breaking strong.
Simo, you are South Australian. What are you and your fellow people bracing?
South Australia is bracing for record-breaking
strong. I'm going to go with heat and winds.
Heat and winds.
That's what I'm... We're coming into summer. Maybe, potentially, hopefully, I can get a little bit of dignity back.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, that's what I'll go with.
All right, let's play the answer.
I hate this game.
South Australia is bracing for record-breaking heat and strong winds.
Yeah! I mean, technically it was strong winds, but yeah, I'm going to give you it anyway.
That's mine.
Simo and Jordan.
We've talked about the diamond-encrusted face mask. There was a golden one as well.
I just remind me of those. So there were the face masks that everyone's wearing to stop corona.
Yep.
But obviously diamond-encrusted. Not just your crappy disposable ones that we get.
Yeah, I got a pack of 50 for $50, I reckon, dollar each.
Not diamond-encrusted ones.
Nah, that would be a bit more expensive.
You got a pack of 50 diamond-encrusted face masks. They're only $50.
Nice.
Whoa, well done, sir.
So diamonds going cheaper by the sounds of it. No, so there was the golden one as well, like the pure gold face mask. Like, what? What are
quite
you doing?
Heavy on someone's face.
True. Good way to work out the jaw.
Yeah.
Keep that skin tight.
Get the jaw workout ready for summer.
Yeah.
Get the Dr. Chris Brown style jaw, whatever they call it.
The jawline.
Jawline, yeah.
You know that's actually...
Do you reckon that's how he got his jaw like that? Just, yeah, hang on. Yeah, so I got to go to the gym. I got to do crunches and just jaw push-ups.
You know that's actually a thing, like face yoga?
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Have you tried
that? No, but I've dated people that have done it.
I'm aware of face yogurt, where you eat yogurt.
Yoga. Okay. So where you, like, are doing different, you know, positions with your face.
In order
to keep your face healthy.
Well, so does it? Yeah, keep it
tight?
Tight? Yeah, is that the right word?
Yep, that's the concept, I believe. Chewing gum will do the same thing.
Yeah, we're just not going to face yoga.
So the reason why we're talking about faces is because Louis
Simo's face yoga class. Sign up now.
Exactly, purely online. You can. Yep. No, Louis Vuitton have released a luxury face shield.
Okay, right.
Yep. So now we got the golden face mask, you've got the diamond encrusted one, you got your face yoga, and now you have your Louis Vuitton face shield.
Louis Vuitton, I think, famous brand for not necessarily selling things cheap.
That's correct. Yeah, very much like fashionista, come on, Vogue kind of thing. So this thing's...
You'd be spending up to probably more than four figures on their products, I assume.
So $1,000 for the face shield, doubles as a sun visor, apparently.
Right.
So maybe an investment, maybe something you're interested in.
Hmm. So what? It's like you've got a picture of it on your screen over there. Is that it there?
Yeah, you can see it there.
So it looks like kind of a riot shield, more or less.
Yeah.
But the person who's wearing it is more stylish and not holding a police baton.
I've got a quote here from Louis Vuitton which says, "The LV shield makes for an eye-catching headpiece, both stylish and protective."
Right.
It seamlessly transitions from dawn to dusk, adding a discreet yet sophisticated touch to one's personal protection.
Can I ask, do you have a price on how much this is?
$1,000.
Okay, that's not as bad as I was expecting.
$1,000-y-doos.
I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Simo, are you going to buy one?
Well, it's got me thinking because I was like, well, I've got 50 disposable ones for $50, right?
Yeah.
So, like, over time, how long...
Just do a straight swap with Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yeah, they take that.
Well, effectively, because I assume you just give this one a quick rinse and away you go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
It's not disposable. You're making an investment.
No, you have to buy a new one every day.
That would be rough.
Well, I mean, it's Louis Vuitton, $1,000 every day for the people that can afford it. It's probably about normal.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, the colonel behind KFC, due to 2020 being the year that it is, they've changed their slogan slightly.
I did know this.
So their slogan was finger licking good.
Finger licking good, which is awkward.
Well, now with, you know, no germs or anything like that spreading.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't lick your fingers. And so they've had to change it.
Wear gloves.
Yeah.
And then lick your fingers when you take the gloves off?
Well, they have only temporarily changed their slogan from finger licking good for 2020. So it is going to come back at some point.
Is it keep your chicken to yourself?
No.
Mm.
It's interesting you mention that though, because they did. They've got a new one, but they also released a bit of a short list of other ones that they were looking at.
Gold.
Do you have any thoughts on what? So they have to end in good. So it's finger licking good. So it has to end in good. That's the only little thing.
Hmm.
So keep your chicken to yourself. Good. Maybe not so.
Keeping your chicken to yourself is good.
Eating your chicken by yourself. But any thoughts? Any?
It has to end in good.
Yeah. So I'll read you. So these were some of the shortlists that didn't make. So these didn't get it.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, good.
No, that would be. I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted.
Yeah, it's
by
Canton. I'm pretty
chicken tonight or something.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's dancing in your PJs, good.
Oh yeah, right.
They kind of went for that.
Yep.
Instead of finger licking, it's, and I'm gonna just stress how I say this word.
Okay.
Forking good with a fork.
That's clearly
not
the,
something else.
That's the Aussie marketing department.
Yep. Some of them got a bit weird though.
Nice.
It's better than kissing your grandma's good. Yeah, because no one likes that.
Deep South America with that idea.
It's cracking. Even the wrapping's good.
Okay,
that's okay. That's
okay. Like the skin. Wrapping?
I saw it as wrapping as the paper around the burger.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
That was all right. Or it's my type of paper good, which I don't really get that one.
My type of paper?
Yeah, I don't know.
My type of paper good.
It's A4 paper, because that's my type. Oh, I'm more of an A3 kind of guy. Yeah. I don't really get that
A3,
one.
Really? If you had to choose? No, you'd go A4. It's so useful.
Well, I'm reading this news article off an A4 sheet.
Yep.
So this is my paper of choice.
Ah, you basic bish.
I always get confused. Is A3... A3's bigger than A4. Four.
Yeah, it's
despite the fact it's less.
It's tricky like that.
So at the higher the number goes up, the smaller the paper.
That's right. A6.
Yeah.
That's your little pamphlet one.
Yeah, A6 is half of A4.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is weird. but no, Simo, the slogan that KFC did go for was drumroll please. We don't have one. That's
nope,
good.
That's good.
It makes you forget about 2020 good.
Okay.
So that's the one they went for.
Oh, really? It makes you forget about 2020 good.
Yeah.
Really? I thought the first one was better.
What, better than kissing your grandma or whatever it was?
Anything's better than that, so the chicken wouldn't need to be of a high standard.
You could serve me raw chicken.
No, I'd probably...
It would be fine.
I'd kiss my grandma. I'd kiss Nana before that.
Oh, okay.
Raw
well,
chicken.
Well, let's have a bit of a scale. What level would you kiss your grandma at?
Okay, so...
If it was doused in chili.
Nana Shirley, so... I'm going Nana Shirley over raw chicken.
Okay, what if the chicken was so much chili it blows your head off?
Was it? Is it cooked?
Yes, I can confirm it's cooked.
Shirley probably still gets the call up at that stage.
What if it was overcooked?
Oh, only overcooked. That was all.
Because I've been watching a lot of Gordon Ramsay stuff recently. He goes crazy if it's overcooked.
He goes crazy if it's raw.
Yeah.
He goes crazy.
Well, he goes crazy full stop. This is perfect. I'm still going to yell and swear at you just because I can.
Yeah, well, he and both my Nana Shirley, very, very poor language from them both, so...
Okay.
I wouldn't kiss Gordon Ramsay. I'd kiss my...
Would you kiss Gordon Ramsay or eat raw KFC chicken?
You'd go...
And that's not a question I expected to say today or ever.
You're probably going chicken Shirley, then Gordon Ramsay, because he'd judge me after we made out. He'd be like, that was... Terrible.
I just kiss, not make out.
Why is there so much moisture?
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.